Al Jazeera means different things to different people. To some, it's an acclaimed Arabic news network. To others, it's a propaganda machine. When Al Jazeera English was launched 3 years ago, the network had trouble finding an outlet in the United States. That is, until this week, when it got a toehold in the nation's capital. MHZ Networks added a daily Al Jazeera English newscast to the rest of its international lineup in Washington, D.C. Later this year, it expands to 20 other U.S. cities. Frederick Thomas is the chief executive of MHZ Networks. I asked him why he decided to carry Al Jazeera English now.
Very simply, it's a region of the world that we had little or no coverage from. So it's a well-respected brand in that area of the world, actually in most areas of the world. It was something that made sense for us.
Now, the conservative watchdog group Accuracy in Media claims that Al Jazeera English is, and I'm quoting here, a pro-terrorist and anti-American network. Let's listen to Accuracy in Media's editor, Cliff Kincaid, from an interview that he did on Fox News a few years back.
Al Jazeera International, like the old Al Jazeera, is funded by the government of Qatar. This is an Arab government-financed news and propaganda operation, and the old Al Jazeera has been inspiring anti-American violence.
Now, we heard a lot of that, especially at the beginning of the war in Iraq, and that last claim can be debated, of course, but there are a lot of people who are suspicious of Al Jazeera's motives, and one wonders, are their concerns unfounded?
Well, in terms of world opinions, there are a lot of opinions. You've seen France 24 wishing to communicate information from a decidedly French point of view.
But really, we're talking here about a network that has been identified in many people's minds as anti-American. And what I'm asking you is if you think there's any basis to that claim.
I don't think there's any basis to it directly. I think you can find a lot of those, quote, anti-American sentiments in programming from countries such as Australia, from countries like India. To label one type of network with one label, I think, is really doing a disservice.
So your network, MHZ, has been airing Al Jazeera English for about 4 days now. What kind of feedback are you getting?
I can tell you without reservation, it has been nothing but positive. We've seen a little spike in some contributions.
So you haven't received a single negative comment?
You know, the comments that have come have been attached to blogs. To be honest, the blogs have been 95% positive and, you know, a handful of people that seem to think it's part of something larger. But, you know, it's information. We live in the information age. I think that if you are a regular viewer of any of our content, you come to appreciate and understand the different points of view, even if you don't personally agree with it. You like the fact that it's available.
Frederick Thomas is the chief executive of MHZ Networks in Falls Church, Virginia. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.